Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, February 8, 2016, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin tonight's call, I want to go out to the state of Arizona and to Legal Shield Millionaire Club members Alex Gardner and Linda Bowden, who have an associate they want to recognize tonight. Alex, Linda, you guys on?
I am. Thank you, Mr. Moore, and I am proud to introduce the newest senior associate on the More Success team, Ms. Naomi Golnitz out of St. Paul, Minnesota. In just the short time I've known Ms. Golnitz, I can tell she has a winning attitude, not just what she says, but also in her actions. She could have used the fact that she didn't get off to a real fast start as an excuse, but she didn't, and I have a lot of respect for that. She stuck with it, started plugging in locally as well as to the national calls and webinars like we're on tonight. She saw the big picture, started taking action, has now advanced to senior associate and qualified for Performance Club last month, which, you know, keeps her in the running for all the bonus money on the table right now with the Leadership Explosion promo and now this APT incentive. She already has her eyes on manager, and Naomi and her very supportive husband will be making the trip down from snowy Minnesota to sunny Oklahoma for the More Success Team retreat, April 7th, 8th, and 9th. We're looking forward to meeting them there. And so, Naomi, welcome to the call. If you can just make sure your phone is unmuted and just tell the team a little bit about your background prior to Legal Shield, what attracted you to the business, and what's driving the force behind your success so far.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's a privilege to be able to speak tonight. I had been a financial planner in the past and was educating my clients so much that I decided to go into the education field six years ago. And I'm not sure if that was the right move or not, because our campus closed here in May, not expected. And so, like Alex said, I didn't start off fast. My husband said, you need to sign up for Legal Shield. We had the product for 9 months. I signed up, and then I did nothing. I worked very hard at getting a job elsewhere, all the interviews, applications. And finally, after 7 months, it was a real God thing when our Minnesota vice president of networking belongs to our church, and he said, well, what are you doing, Naomi? He said, you need to come with me for a training here on next weekend. And it turns out that Scott Brooks was coming in for 2 days of training. And, oh, my goodness, that opened my eyes to realize he had nothing. He needed to make it work, and I could too. And so another thing that was in God's hand was that our B2B certification process was another 3 weeks after that. I knew I had to get going on that. I did that. Mark Riches came in, and it's just been mushrooming. So now I'm pushing past my analysis paralysis and realizing everyone just needs to know about Legal Shield. And so I'm talking to all of my friends and family as I'm networking with businesses. Can't wait for my first group sale, but I'm getting a lot of input from family and friends with who I should be talking to. And, you know, I'm stepping out in faith to come to the MORE training in April, and today I just signed up for Oklahoma. So big steps for me, but I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the call tonight. Again, congratulations on your success. We look forward to having you on again when you advance to manager and beyond. And Mr. Moore, we'll turn the call back over to you.
All right, Alex, appreciate you. And Naomi, congratulations, and we look forward to seeing you in April. Keep up the good work, and no doubt you'll be a manager very, very soon. Last week, you know, our More Success team actually produced a brand new $250,000 ring earner, and that means he made over $250,000 in the last 12 months. And to give him a proper introduction, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he's a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum Four Executive Director, and an original Millionaire Club member. He's led our team now for over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy. You know, I was just thinking about all the accolades, and I could read two sheets full of best gentlemen, you know, Performance Club, Power 20, top producer on the Moore's team, always in the top 10 of Legal Shield, top trainer in the United States, on and on, family man, Christian, team player, even Superman, if you guys remember Superman costume. And there's just so many accolades that it would take me a lot of time that he should be speaking. But I am so very proud and honored to not only call this man one of our very top team members, but a good friend, a fine Christian man, and now our newest $250,000 ring earner, well-deserved Mr. Jimmy Parrish.
Well, thank you, Ken and Randy. I really appreciate that so much, and that's a nice ring to it. No pun intended on the ring part, but I really was blown away. I had two tremendous months to close out the past 12 months, and I kind of had an idea based on my calculations that I had done what I needed to do. But until you get the call and you people on the line that have gotten a ring before or a certain threshold of the company, you know what I mean by getting that call from corporate, you will always remember where you were and what day that was. I specifically remember, getting the call in September of 2004 when I got my $100,000 ring. I remember when I got the call in August of 2010 saying I was the 145th member of the Millionaire Club. And I'll always remember this past Saturday, February 6th, and not just because it was my son's 36th birthday or I was en route to teach APT here in Alabama, but I got the call from corporate telling me that I had hit the $250,000 ring mark. And for those that are not familiar with my story, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail tonight. I'll be glad to share more at the More Success Team retreat in 2 months because I don't want to take time away from our main speaker tonight, Mr. Damian Sheber. But my background's a Baptist minister, and I got involved back in 1999. And at that point, for the people that just were sharing out of Minnesota, don't feel so bad about being in 9 months and did nothing. I was in 37 months and only sold 37 memberships. So I think by virtue of the two of us that have already spoken on the call tonight, it's a great mantra to not give up on your slow starters. But once I got really cooking and August of 2002, it didn't take me long to realize that, you know, the B2B area of the business was where I felt most comfortable. And I guess the two things that I just want to share, three things. Number one, I built my business through the B2B side, and you know, there are a lot of things about what I do that are duplicatable, and there are a lot of things about what I do that have not been duplicatable. Not everybody can travel, but I had, you know, my kids were grown and gone, and I remember specifically in 2006 when Ken Moore told some associates in other parts of the country that Jimmy Parrish would travel to help with groups. And that began what turned out to be one of the best things that happened to my B2B business because over the last 10 years, I've had the privilege of enrolling associates in 31 states. I've sold over 15,000 personal memberships and have been in the room when another 10,000 memberships have been sold, but they were credited to somebody else with whom I was partnering. So to be able to see over 25,000 memberships sold in my 16 and a half years in the company, and every year keeps getting bigger and bigger and better and better, I never thought I would ever earn $250,000 in 1 year. You just don't think about that when you come from a clergy background. You know, but as I was telling our APT crowd, it's a lot more I can tie to my church, and I'm blessed for that. But I also am indebted to Mr. Ken Moore for not only getting me started in that arena, but also allowing me to grow my business the way I felt comfortable. You're going to hear after I speak tonight from one of the greatest network marketers on the Moore team who is destined for greatness. He's already a gold executive director, and he's going to be sharing a lot of things, and he grows his business a different way. But, you know, as I say to some people, you know, whether you go the B2B route, or the networking route, it's like those of us that believe in Jesus Christ. We may go down different churches in Methodist, Presbyterian, and Baptist, but we all have the same destination, and that's heaven. And whatever our attempt to try to grow our business is, we need to grow our business the way we feel comfortable. And everybody's got to recruit. I've got to recruit, and what took me to the level of being able to hit the $250,000 ring was finally being able to leverage. Not that I leveraged in the way that most people on this phone were leveraging, and that is by building a team. And I looked up the definition of leverage because that's really what I've done. Leverage means to use a quality or an advantage to obtain a desired effect or a result. And my leverage was being able to take what amounted to over 300 groups that I had opened in the 15 years, but never being able to get beyond about $200,000 in annual earnings because my team wasn't producing. But then I started allowing people in my market, some were on my team, many were not, to start working on these scores of groups that I had, and I couldn't get around to all of them. When I started doing that in late 2014, more and more groups were being worked. My numbers started to grow, and the 250,000 ring was a result of that. And so I want to first of all thank Mr. Ken Moore. He was the first one I called on Saturday morning as soon as I got the call from the corporate office, because without him, Charlene, Randy, and Pat, and Jeremy, and Stephanie, and all the work that they do and support us at the corporate headquarters, I wouldn't be where I am today in this business. Same with Don and Sarah Bryan, my sponsors, and my upline, Millie Baker, beyond them, and just people that have been very supportive, as well as many of you on the call tonight that have asked me to come to your markets and entrusted me with your friends, your companies, and businesses there to allow me to work together. I'll be forever indebted to you as a result of that. And so I want to turn the call back over, because I don't want to take too much time from Mr. Schieber, because he's going to be talking tonight about, you know, storytelling and basically becoming the storyteller. And that's what I do every day. I tell the story. And his, as he will say, you know, when you've got a story to tell because you're using the membership, it's very easy to be passionate about what we do. And when we know every day we're making a difference while we're making a living in people's lives, it's just very exciting every day to get up and work for a company like that that allows us and gives us that opportunity to chase our dreams. So don't want to take too much thunder from Mr. Schieber, but Randy and Ken, thanks so much for the opportunity to speak tonight. And thank you for all on this call who helped to make this ring threshold a reality for me and my family.
We're proud of you, Jimmy.
Thank you so much, Kenneth.
All right. Thank you very much, and congratulations, Jimmy. Great job. But this week's special guest speaker on our More Success Team call is Gold Executive Director Mr. Damian Schieber. Mr. Schieber has actually been a Legal Shield associate since November of 2008. Of course, in that time, he's earned the incentive trip, been on consistent Performance Club qualifier, and was recipient of the More Success Team Award at last year's More Success Team Retreat. He's been among the top recruiters in the company over the course of the last 7 years and has built an organization all over the country. And tonight, like Jimmy said, he's going to be training on becoming the storyteller. Mr. Schieber, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Hey, Sadie. Hey, it's me.
We have Mr. Schieber on.
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, thank you so very much. And it is such an honor and a privilege to be able to ask, or to be asked to speak on the More Success Team call. And, you know, I absolutely love this team, and I relish the opportunity. And so I'd be remiss, though, if I didn't turn some attention back to, you know, Mr. Ken Moore, Mr. Randy Moore, Mr. Jeremy Moore. I just appreciate your examples so much because, as you'll hear in a moment, you know, it's your examples that inspire me. Whenever I get down, you know, it's your examples and the examples of other leaders. And Jimmy Parrish, my brother, congratulations. Thank you so much for the kudos. But, dude, I can't wait to see you at convention getting your ring. I'm going to be cheering the loudest. Of course, I'll see you before that in Ada. But I'm going to be cheering the loudest for you when it comes July in Oklahoma. And Naomi, congratulations on getting your first promotion. It's only the first of many, and you're just part of a great team. Alex Gardner and Linda Bowden are just some amazing people, and stick close to them, and they'll lead you in all the right ways. But, you know, like Mr. Parrish said, I love what we do, because all I do every day is get up and tell the stories. I tell the story, the Legal Shield story, but then I'm always telling just other stories. Whenever someone has a question, I have a story. And I want you to understand something you probably already know. If you're new enough, you don't know, then you'll get to hear from me first. But everyone else, I'm just going to remind you, facts tell, stories sell, right? Because it's the story that transmits the emotion. And when we can connect with someone on an emotional level, we have a chance to motivate them. More importantly, we have a chance to inspire them, you know. And it doesn't matter if it's simply a story about the membership. You know, I sold a membership this morning, and, you know, I was going through what the membership did, telling a couple of stories here and there, but I told the story about 24/7 access, and the guy stopped me and said, well, that's worth $1 a day right there. Because I kept saying $1 a day, right? So he said, that's worth $1 a day right there. I could use that right now. And then he related a story to me and, you know, about how he could have used it last week. And I said, absolutely. And he said, all right, sign me up. Right, because all of a sudden we connected on an emotional level. And every time we share the Legal Shield membership with someone, we should be telling several stories, you know. In fact, sometimes you won't even have to. I remember sitting down with an associate of mine who booked an appointment. His name was Ray, and Ray and I went to see this lady he had booked the appointment with. And I said, I understand you know, Ray's already told you a little bit about Legal Shield. And she said, yes. And she starts in on a story. And 15 minutes later, right, she's kind of wrapping up her story. I said, well, our membership will help you with that. And then she launches into a different story. And about 10 minutes later, I said, well, our membership can help you with that. And then she launched into a third story. And all of a sudden, about 15 minutes later, I said, I just pulled out an application. I didn't even say anything that time. I just pulled out an application, and I said, where would you like your membership kits at? And she filled out the app. I said nothing except our membership can help with that, right? But it was her story that I listened to and realized, hey, our membership will have a solution for the problem her story was describing. And so stories are the key. And specifically tonight, I mean, every time I sell a membership, there's always stories. You know, Jason Mack, T-Mobile story about how he got T-Mobile didn't pay the rebate, and then our attorneys wrote a letter, and next thing you know, T-Mobile pays the rebate. Or whether it's, you know, my story last week, I took my car into a shop, and they broke the sunscreen in the back of my car that comes up out of the, you know, out of the trunk or whatever. I don't know where it comes out of, but, you know, the sunscreen comes up, you hit a button, and then they broke it. And they told me I brought it in like that. They got a letter from my attorney. Next thing you know, they're calling me saying, hey, I'd like to take care of this before it escalates any further. And they wrote me a check for $400. I used that to buy my plane ticket to Oklahoma City. So, you know, that's the idea, though, right? We just want to be able to tell the story about how powerful the membership is. But more important, I think, especially if you're building a team, more important is the ability to tell the stories about building the business. You know, whether it's, I know I heard Jeff Hughes check in on, you know, before, you know, the first introduction I ever had to Jeff Hughes was from Chris Hughes telling his Jeffisms stories. And if you haven't heard those, you got to get to an event. I can't relate them all, but, you know, I remember thinking, oh my gosh, that just made so much sense to me. It just resonated with me. And so Jeff Hughes, thank you for mentoring Chris. And then I thank Chris for being able to share those stories with us, right? I remember talking with Mr. Ken Moore about the story, you know, the stories about him and Wilburn Smith going to small towns and starting up meetings. And those stories inspire me. When I, believe it or not, when I go into small towns to try and start meetings, right? Same thing. You know, I was up in Anacortes, Washington a couple of years ago, and I remember those stories, and I said, Roxy, listen, we're just gonna start a meeting. That's what we're gonna do. And here's how we're gonna do it. Because I knew if Ken Moore and Wilburn Smith had done it, Roxy and I could do it. And she still runs that meeting up in Anacortes, Washington. I think they moved it over to the next town over, but that meeting is still running because we started it 2 years ago because I was inspired by Ken Moore's story about him and Wilburn Smith, right? Whether it's Darnell Self talking about the seven of them in the basement when they first got started with Legal Shield, you know, whether it's, you know, we have hearing-impaired associates that are silver executive directors, right? Michelle Moose does an outstanding job with her team and the Wands and everybody else. Whatever the story is, it needs to be told. Whatever the challenge is, whether it's for you or whether it's for an associate on your team, there's a story of someone else in Legal Shield. There's a ring earner in Legal Shield who's gone through what you've gone through. And I'm going to be real transparent tonight. You know, I don't care if it's the very first time that you realize that you were the only one working on your team. Trust me, You know, you might say, you know, I've recruited 10 people, I've recruited 15 people, you know, and other than a couple of memberships, no one's doing anything. Trust me, we've all been there. We've all been there. Listen, I was an executive director. I qualified executive director for the very first time in January 2010. And over the next 6 months, I qualified three times. But then it all fell apart, and, you know, I was a broke director again for 22 months after that before I requalified as bronze, right? So we've all been there. We've all had it where we thought we had some momentum, and then it was gone. You know, I remember July 2009. My house was being foreclosed on. I'd only been in Legal Shield about 8 months. We had hit director. We were performance club qualified. But, you know, I was used to making great money in the mortgage business, and the mortgage business wasn't doing so well. And so we were getting foreclosed on. And I'm so grateful that other leaders share their stories. Because I had been at a Super Saturday event where Dave Hall, who's my mentor and my upline, Dave Hall had shared a story about how he had gotten his house foreclosed on at one point and ended up, you know, having to move in with family and different things. You know, and I remember standing on the back deck of my house, and it was, I don't know, 9, 10 o'clock at night. It was already, you know, dark out, and I was calling Dave Hall because I had heard that story. And I said, Dave, I'm losing my house, and I just don't know what to do. And I just don't feel like a man because I can't take care of my family. And he said, you know, he gave me some comfort and he gave me some guidance. But I reached out to him because I knew his story. So I share it with you tonight because maybe my story will help someone. But I had to pick up, my dad lived with me. He was disabled. And for those of you that don't know, I have like a gazillion children. I have 11 children, okay? But at the time, I think we had 8. And I had to pack up my wife, my dad, my 8 kids. And I had to send them away for an indefinite period of time. Ended up being about three and a half weeks or so, but I didn't know how long it was going to be. And I was sleeping on the floor of a friend's workplace. Like, I had to be out by 7 just in case anyone came in early to work. Right? I was sleeping on it for 3 weeks, homeless. But 6 months later, we were executive directors. Right? That month, I went out and performed club qualified, just like every month before that. But I worked harder, and I, you know, obviously I had some things that I needed to deal with. I dealt with them, but I kept my eye focused because I knew that this was the way out. And Dave Hall encouraged me, and I remember Chris Hughes sharing what Jeff Hughes taught him: there's no problem you have that 3 new recruits can't cure. And I was able to get up, pick myself up by the bootstraps, and keep going. Right? And I did everything I could to make sure that we were going to have success in this business. 6 months later, we were executive directors for the first time. And even though we were in and out after that, you know, we always stayed the course. There were times during that 22-month stretch, Amber and I had no money, certainly no extra money, right? But I'm driving to Super Saturdays in other states because they were going to give me the information I needed to build the business bigger. And talking about we had no money, I mean, we had no money. Every tank of gas was an extra $35. And for those of you that have never had that experience, that means every time I filled up with gas, I knew that I had no money in the account, but Wells Fargo was going to charge me, you know, let me pay for my gas, but charge me an extra $35 in an overdraft fee, right? But we just kept building the business. And I would go where I needed to go, and I would do what I needed to do in order to get it done, right? And it was just amazing. You know, I remember the first time we went executive director, and we had, you know, it was the month of the ice storm. For those of you that remember, January 2010, it was the month of the ice storm in Ada, and Harlan Stonecipher, who was the founder of our company, extended the time from Friday to Sunday at 2 o'clock because the months used to end at 2 o'clock on the last weekday of the month, and he extended it to the 31st, which was, you know, Sunday afternoon. And I remember being, we needed 75 counters, and we were at like 57 counters, something like that. And so 17, blah, 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 yeah. So we were at 57, 58 counters, something like that. And we went out, and Saturday night, I'm sorry, we were at 48 counters by the time the month should have ended. But then Saturday we did 10 counters, so we were at 58 counters, and we needed 17 more counters. And in a Sunday morning, we were able to pull out 17 counters, right, because we were working Saturday night. And, you know, it's so funny. I walked in the door, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning because we had been out all day. And I had found one person who was running with me. Mr. Jesus Felix at the time was running with me, and we had done 10 counters that Saturday. Only, you know, 48 all month, 10 counters that Saturday. And then I walk in the door at 1 o'clock in the morning, and my wife had been waiting up for me, and I said, honey, I need you to splash some water on your face. I need you awake. We have never been this close to executive director. I need you to wake up and help me figure out who we can call tomorrow, because most of our friends and family were going to be a church. Couldn't call them a church. So we had to make a list, and we had to go nuts on that list, and we only had a very short amount of time, you know, 4 or 5 hours by the time Sunday morning rolled around. And so I was texting people at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning that night. Figured, you know, I wasn't going to wake anybody up with a text, and if they answered, I'd call them right then. And I ended up having 2, 3 conversations at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And one said yes, and one said no, and one said, let me think about it, I'll talk to you tomorrow. But we made a list. And Sunday morning came, I got up, after being up late, obviously, I got up at 9 o'clock, and I just started making calls. And normally I would have been at church, but I only had 4 hours, and we had never been that close. And so next thing you know, calls. And not everyone was saying yes. It wasn't like it was a cakewalk, and I called them and said, I need a favor. You know, and they said, sure. Some people said, I know you need a favor, but no. It's okay. We just had to keep replacing them. And at the end of the time, when the time was up, we were brand new executive directors. And I remember just kind of collapsing into my wife's arms and just crying because I was so overjoyed, because now I knew I could do it and no one could ever take that away from me. Whatever your story is, it needs to be told, right? You owe it to yourself. You owe it to the associates on your team. You owe it to the prospects you haven't even sat down with yet to make sure that you're able to tell your story. You know, the first time that you helped someone retire their spouse, I remember the feeling that I got was so good. Because it's one thing when you have success. It's another thing when you help someone else have success. And I remember John Walker being able to make sure that Kylie Walker never went back to work after they had their baby. You know, they stole it from Mr. and Mrs. Self, but they said, you know, Kylie didn't go on maternity leave. She went on eternity leave, right? But that's the idea. Knowing that somebody else isn't raising their child, that his wife is at home, and that he's working on being able to get home too. You know, the first time you have a no-show, I want you to understand, you're in good company, right? The first time you fulfill a dream, you know, I've been talking for years about getting my wife a convertible BMW. Had no idea how I was going to do it. And then the company came out with a BMW program. You know, ain't it great? Hallelujah. Because, you know, we were able to right then go out and say, hey, let's get this car. The company's paying for it. Amazing, right? The first time that I was recognized by Mr. Self, I'm always taking a picture with Mr. Self at conventions and at other events wherever I see him. But I remember walking along with my wife at one of the performance club trips. We're just walking along, and all of a sudden I hear, Sheba. And I look up, and Mr. Self is saying hi to me. I was like, oh, my gosh, Darnell Self knows who I am. I was over the moon ecstatic. But you know what? I had remembered being on the phone with Tara Possenbach a couple of years before that, with her relating the story to me about being, you know, oh my gosh, Darnell Self knows my number, right, when he had called her for some reason. And, you know, even just last week, I ended up getting a text from Mr. Self congratulating me on being a new Gold Executive Director, and I was just over the moon. It made my week that he would take the time to call me and congratulate me, because, you know, even Mr. Moore called me up and said, hey, why didn't you hit platinum? Just kidding, Mr. Moore. But, you know, that's the idea. You know, you got to tell the story. And you're going to have, you know, you might go through times when you're discouraged. I was listening to a CD on my way down to Arizona this weekend, and, you know, Brian Carruthers right there on the Next Step CD, because he's wanted to quit 1,000 times. You're going to want to quit. But it'll be the stories that you've heard that'll keep you in. Your associates are going to want to quit. People on your team, your closest buddies. But it'll be the stories that you're able to share. I know how you feel. I felt the same way. I've wanted to quit 1,000 times too. Ironically, I don't think I ever wanted to quit until I hit Bronze Exec. And then it seemed like I wanted to quit every other day dealing with people for whatever reason. But you know what? I had the stories from Mr. Moore and from Mr. Self and from Chris Hughes and from Jeff Hughes and from just everybody. You know, I've had the experiences of being with Jimmy Parrish and Stephanie Moore and, you know, all the other leaders at team events and at conventions. I've never missed an event. I've been at every weekly event since I got started. Like, my wife was in labor. I was at the event. It's crazy stuff. You don't have to do that. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, I was committed, right? You know, so when you have people that are going to want to quit, you're going to be able to tell the story. When you have new prospects that need a little push to get started, you're going to be able to tell the story. And if you have a personal story, even better. But at the very least, you'll be able to tell our stories. Say, I know how you feel. In fact, one of my good business partners went through the exact same thing. He had no time too. But he figured if he had no time now, he was never going to have any time in the future. So he got started and he carved out a few hours a week. And 14 months later, he was able to walk away from his job, because that's my story. My wife wasn't happy. When you run into someone whose wife wasn't happy, Amber did not want me doing anything because I was already working 70 hours a week and we were already broke. And she knew me. She knew I would dive in. But I went ahead and did it anyway. And you know what? Here's the key. I went out and had success right away. If you want to shut the naysayers up, go out and have success right away. Because we weren't making any money in the mortgage business, but we were in Legal Shield. She couldn't say anything to me anymore. And the next thing you knew, it was only about 6 weeks, and she came around. She was on board, and ever since then, she's been all in. Whenever I said, I've got to go somewhere, even if we had no money in the bank, she was like, go do what you need to do, because she saw this as a way for us to get ahead. And I got to tell you, you know, we were able to walk away from our job after the first year. We're closing in the ring. You know, I got my 1099, Mr. Moore, $83,000 last year. So this year, I'm going to go platinum, because I promised you before convention I'd go platinum, and we're going to get our ring. And I'm just so excited. But we need more, you know, $1,000 first month stories. We need more $500 the first week stories. And you control whether that happens or not. Whether you go out and do it, if you're brand new on the call tonight, you can go out and make $500 this week, or you can make $1,000 this month or more. Don't let me put a lid on it, you know. But if you're not brand new, then go out and recruit someone and help them make $500 their first week, because that'll be their story the rest of their career. They'll be able to say, oh, my gosh, Legal Shield's amazing. I went out and made $500 my first week. I made $1,000 my first month. In fact, that was my worst month in Legal Shield. It was my first month, and I made $1,000. How great a story would that be? You owe it to yourself, and you owe it, like I said, you owe it to the people you haven't even met yet, to make sure that you've got stories to tell them. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, Damon, you did a great job tonight. That's an inspiring story for anyone. We appreciate you so much. There's no doubt you'll be the next ring earner on the team. I have no doubt whatsoever. You're doing an outstanding job. I want to also thank Naomi. Naomi, you're just getting started, but you're well on your way. Jimmy Parrish, $250,000 ring earner, on his way to $500,000. What an outstanding group of associates that we had on tonight. Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you, sir.
Randy, what an outstanding job Damien did. What everyone that spoke tonight, this is outstanding. We're just well on our way here for 2016. We're way ahead of last year at this time, and I know it's going to be a fantastic year in it. Do you have our speaker for next week there, Randy? I don't have it right in front of me.
Yes, sir, I do. It's going to be Mr. Ryan Burns, Platinum Executive Director on our team.
Burns. We all know Ryan's a superstar in his own right. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being on, and I'm feeling better thanks to you've been praying for me. I appreciate that. And let's just keep putting God first and family second, Legal Shield third. And for all that you that don't know, we lost our longtime faithful assistant, Pokey Deaton, Saturday. She passed on to be with the Lord. Her funeral will be Wednesday at the Trinity Baptist Church here in Ada, Oklahoma. So pray for her family. God bless you. Keep God first. Good night.
Good night, everyone.